Well, here we are. We're about to, gosh, when you think about it, nearly halfway through spring already, heading towards summer. And there are so many of us who do just get together and we have a bit of a spring clean and we chuck stuff out. Well, sometimes we should be looking at what we're throwing out, where we're going to be sending it to, the op shops, or such places, or indeed into landfill. Perhaps there are options. Marinda Garrett is an interior architect and the founder of The Soulful Home and joins us on Australia Overnight. Marinda, thanks for coming on board.
Oh, you're very welcome, Alan. I'm really pleased to be here.
Okay, well, nice to have you here too. Now, all this tidying up stuff that we go through, you know, in September and October, I suppose, and such a lot of it does go to landfill, a lot of it does go to op shops, but, you know, we have so much stuff these days in this consumer environment in which we live. It's a bit overwhelming, isn't it?
It really is overwhelming. And I think, too, with the emergence of online stores and the way that we're marketed to through social media, it's really seductive. They do a wonderful job of attracting our attention and drawing us into the storytelling that they've mastered so well. And, yes, we do need some things to function in our lives, but I think we don't take time to pause and really consider fully the impact of inviting something new into our lives, and once that life cycle has been completed, what do we then do with it?
Well, that's right. There's a lady called Marie Kondo. She did a TV show which sort of went viral all over the world about, you know, how to get stuff out of your house and off to the op shops. But they became overwhelmed with so much stuff, not only here in Australia, but all over the world, didn't they?
Absolutely they did. I mean, and luckily there are programs that have been set up, you know, in terms of recycling clothing where they break down the fibres and create new threads and yarns and things to make new clothing from. But I think it really starts with us as consumers and homeowners and people who want to have, you know, things at our fingertips when we need them. That I think the trick is to actually pause and look at the reason why we're attracted to something, you know, before looking at a particular page on our computer or a particular ad that's been shown up to us on social media. Were we looking for that thing, or are we just part of an algorithm that is observing the way we're looking at things online and it's sort of throwing things at us without us even consciously realizing that's what's happening? And in terms of the day-to-day, I mean, what do we really need to function, you know, in our day-to-day? You know, we look at the food that we eat, the packaging around the food. Do we want the experience of going to a farmer's market, getting to know our local grower, going to a market, getting to know the local stall holder that can tell you the story of the food that you're buying? You know, is the person that produced the food, or are we going to a supermarket because we're really, you know, we're pushed for time? We're actually now following, unfortunately, the model of the UK and the US, and a lot of our fresh produce, like fresh salad leaves and things, are now packaged in plastic.
Yes.
And it's shocking because, you know, we used to be able to buy a whole lettuce and put it in our market basket. I mean, it's great that, you know, the reduction of plastic bags in supermarkets, they've reached us, they've touched us. A lot of us now know to take a basket into a supermarket. But it's the packaging around the food that we really need to look at as part of that conversation around shedding and getting rid of the things that we bring into our homes, just
yes.
Like clothing, you know. Every person consumes so much clothing. You know, on average, I don't want to speak, you know, out of turn, but there is, you know, the average person consumes a lot of clothing in a year, and we don't think about that disposable fashion. You know, it's such a huge conversation, isn't it, Alan?
Sure. I think particularly with women, although I think men might be falling into that trap as well. Men are becoming way more fashion conscious than they used to be, particularly among the young men.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's a good thing, but I think too, and luckily the people coming through this new generation, like I call them the Greta generation, you know,
yes.
the people who are so conscious of what they buy and the origin of things, and I think it's sort of like the ex-gens like me and the baby boomers we've been so lucky we haven't had to think about that fully or consciously, But we really need to now. We really need to be on board with the young people who are quite angry and support them and show them that we care by being conscious and awake to the way we consume. And I think, too, you know, things like beauty products for women, it's been such a huge industry where we're being thrown all these images of what it means to be beautiful and what it means to be wearing a certain type of fashion. Mm. But I think we really need to be more self-expressed in the way that we consume. And I think that there are options out there that are natural, that are low packaging, that we can turn to. And, you know, following people who are able to share really good information about that online is important. But, you know, radio, TV, it's wonderful to share these ideas and messages as well as much as we can.
I sort of like the idea of rebirthing as much stuff as you can. If you've got something that's around that can be reused for some reason, I'm looking at creating a garden. And I'm just thinking to myself, I don't want to go and buy a whole lot of stuff that, you know, it's going to be coming from a hardware store, where I'm just looking around the streets and thinking, gosh, there are all these doors that are being thrown out, you know, that are probably going to finish up as landfill. Can I use them as my sides of gardens? And I keep thinking about rebirthing and reusing stuff instead of just chucking it out.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's the whole sharing economy on top of all of that too, isn't there, Alan? Mm. Like, you know, borrowing lawnmowers from our neighbours and gardening tools if we don't have them, and getting to know our neighbours so we can pool our resources, and looking, like, if there's a renovation down the street, what materials in that renovation can we salvage or repurpose? Absolutely. And I think that's the other thing, isn't it? It's like, what do we do? And it's the Marie Kondo conversation, you know, the surplus of stuff, you know. What can we do to repurpose it and reimagine it and represent it so it is desirable, so that people want to take up these materials and objects that has been repurposed.
Interesting you bring that up, because I was just driving past a house which is quite close to where I live, and it is being demolished. There's going to be a big block of apartments put on this massive block of land. But as they're demolishing the house, I did see a young fellow who was taking all the tiles off instead of putting a bulldozer through the whole property and just turning it into a desert, if you like. All the tiles are being taken off the roof, and they were all being cleaned. I thought, now that's a pretty good thing to see happening, and I guess when they do take the bulldozer to the rest of the house, they might be able to salvage the bricks and reuse them somehow.
Absolutely. I mean, things like that, like secondhand bricks are great for paving, and they're quite decorative too. They can be really beautiful the way that we use them. And, you know, back in the day, even in the 70s and, you know, the 80s, people used to salvage bricks. Yes. They were like a valuable commodity. We rebuilt renovations and the backs of houses with them, you know, and used them as you know, the stable kind of element and material within our new construction. So it's absolutely something we should be returning back to. And I think, you know, you look at the depression of the 20s and post-war Australia, people were still very conservative with the way that they used and reused cans and glass bottles.
Yes.
And they grew their own food and they shared with their neighbours. And it's not that long ago, is it? It's, you know, 60 to 80 years ago, we were doing that. And this decline is, I also call it a decline. You know, this decline of awareness is, I think it's coming back. People are becoming more aware. And as you know, Alan, urban and suburban Australia, particularly areas like Brunswick and Coburg, they're very collaborative, and they, you know, regenerating their nature strips and making them into gardens.
Yes.
And I just think that's what we should be doing.
That's exactly what I have in mind in the area that I'm living in. Whether I can get council approval to do it or not, I don't know yet, but it's on the list of things that I want to try and get done sometime pretty soon. Anyway, look, we've just got to do our best, haven't we, to try and reuse and recycle and perhaps, you know, the op shops, I know they do need stuff to sell, but if they're totally overwhelmed with product, and of course a lot of it is junk, let's keep that in mind too. It costs, I think the Salvos spend more than $1 million a year on just taking stuff to landfill that is just rubbish.
I know. I think as long as many Australians as possible are aware of, you know, where stuff goes when we get rid of it, then it may shift the way that we invite it in. So it's a great conversation to have.
Sure, indeed. Marinda Garrett is an interior architect and the founder of The Soulful Home. Marinda, if folks want to know more about The Soulful Home, can they go online and find out more about your group?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to Facebook, The Soulful Home by Marinda Garrett. You can find me there. Get in touch. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions. And also, my email is marinda@marindagarrett.com, M-E-R-I-N-D-A. So, yeah, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
Lovely talking to you, Marinda. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Alan.